Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most people realize that there is risk involved when investing in the financial markets. However, our next guest says that there are actually more types of risk involved than you would think. Brian Ballantyne is a certified financial planner with Ballantyne Capital Advisors, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Brian, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
So let's just go ahead and dive right into this topic. What are the real risks we face? And maybe we should just start with money in general.
Yeah, I think there's a big misconception with what risks are. Often people think about volatility or market gyrations up or down. And with money, there's lots of things that can happen really outside of the market that all people face, whether they're in the market or not. And real risk is bad money behavior. I call it human-created losses. That could be around the market, but it could be around bad behavioral decisions, purchases, expenditures, failure to remember there's inflation and taxes that take away money like a silent thief in the night, and then doing poor planning. You know, a typical retiree might forget to think about house repairs or HVAC repairs or cars, or maybe supporting the kids or grandkids too long. So these are the kind of risks that people don't often associate with risk, but they're really what can create losses much more so than a diversified, well-executed portfolio.
And so we're not really just talking about the risk of the markets going up and down anymore.
No, and I think that's very important. You know, traditionally, people would do that. They'd look at it, what we would call investment risk, which could include interest rate risk, reinvestment risk. But now, I think people need to spend most of their time on these behavioral issues, and inflation and taxes are just a fact that people overlook, and they have to be calculated and planned for. Of course, we don't know exactly what they're going to be, but we can look at historical norms, and we need to make some assumptions. You know, I just met with a retiree, for instance, who wanted $10,000 out of their account, and the reality is, if it's an IRA, you're not going to net $10,000. There's going to be a tax consequence most often for that. And I think as we continue to go along and progress in the healthcare of our society, we have to remember longevity and healthcare needs are going to be another risk that we must calculate to know that that is a risk we face with our long-term wealth planning. And I think just too often, whether it's a young person or someone planning on retirement, we overlook these things. I call them silent thieves in the night because we don't realize them day to day, but over a lifetime or even over a decade, they can really eat into someone's wealth.
We don't hear much about inflation. We do hear a lot about taxes, but inflation hasn't really been that much of a risk for a while, has it?
Yeah, so we've been running underneath norms, but if you look at approximately the last 100 years, it's averaged 3%. Even at 3%, which, you know, there's a good argument to be made, we may be going into a higher inflationary environment, 3% a year will continue to add up and add up. I never will forget when my grandmother passed away. She was almost 90. Her comment to me was, I never planned on living this long. I never thought I'd need more money. And I think we're seeing more and more of that. So just a small 3% inflation, we're not getting Social Security increases next year because the government says, according to their calculation, there is no inflation. I would challenge to ask most people if they're going to the grocery store if they're spending less or more.
Well, let's talk about one of the first risks that you mentioned, behavior. How do we control that?
Well, the way we control behavior is having a plan. It's the same way athletes control their behavior when they're trying to train themselves if they're at the top of the game. They have a plan. They have a coach. And I think it's important not just to put your head in the sand and not know that those things are going to be there. So with a plan, that behavior can be better maintained. You know, I often say panic pays no premium. And really, that has to do with more traditional stock market risk. But if you have a plan about what inflation and taxes are expected to be, what your repair needs are going to be, what your longevity is going to be, I think we're better equipped to have good financial behavioral management as we go through life at the various stages, whether it's we're at the kid stage, grandkid stage, or the latter part of our lives. So having a plan, executing that plan, and monitoring that plan, I think, are critical. And then the last thing, and I'll relate it back to the athlete, I think having a behavioral advisor who can help you understand those risks and what it means when things come up, when we have volatility in the market, or when you have inflation that hits your taxes, having a trusted advisor that you can talk to about adjustments that need to be made along the way without panicking but making proper decisions. I think that's really the key to face behavior head on.
Brian, thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
Brian Ballantyne is a certified financial planner with Ballantyne Capital Advisors, and he joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.